This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Strike. Thousands of Los Angeles City employees are on strike for 24 hours today. The AP's Donna Warder.
City sanitation workers, engineers, traffic officers, and other employees are holding a 24-hour strike alleging unfair labor practices. Picket lines were up before dawn today, and a rally is planned for the afternoon at Los Angeles International Airport, where other city employees are striking. The union representing workers says the city has failed to bargain in good faith. LA Mayor Karen Bass says the city has been bargaining in good faith since January, and that today's strike will affect some services, but she says Los Angeles is not going to shut down.
The National Weather Service is warning that severe weather isn't over. Meteorologist Andrew Orison.
We still have some heavy rain and some concerns for flooding for today up across parts of New England, so we'll be monitoring that very closely. And we also have a threat of thunderstorms that'll be in effect for today across the lower Mississippi Valley region, parts of the Gulf Coast states as well. There may locally be some severe weather attached with that.
Those powerful storms that swept through the eastern U.S. yesterday left at least two people dead, one in South Carolina, the other in Alabama. More than a million people lost power. Thousands of flights were delayed or canceled. It's not your imagination. July was the hottest month ever, at least on record. That from scientists overseas. 62 degrees Fahrenheit. And if that doesn't seem so hot, well, remember, it factors in Antarctica, which set record lows for sea ice. Russian missile strikes in Ukraine killed seven people Monday night, including a rescue worker. Ukraine this morning is accusing Moscow of deliberately targeting rescue workers. This is AP News. Now to Wall Street.
I'm Seth Sutel. This is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are slumping on Wall Street as more caution creeps into financial markets worldwide. The S&P 500 was 1% lower in the first hour of trading Tuesday. That followed losses for stocks across Europe and much of Asia. The Dow was down 370 points. That's about 1%. The Nasdaq was 1.3% lower. Bank stocks dropped after Moody's cut the credit ratings for several smaller and mid-sized ones, amid a long list of concerns about their financial strength. Stocks tumbled in China after a report showed exports for its troubled economy shrank by the most since the start of the pandemic in 2020. Treasury yields fell as investors sought safety. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth. Gas is $3.82 a gallon today, up 29 cents in a month. Prices are highest now in the West, lowest in the South. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,